Good morning. Come on up, have a seat. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Do you can see, you can hold it right there. Here, just give it to me. There we go. All right. Do you like mazes? Are you going to the corn maze this year?
Yeah.
Are you? Okay. Well, I brought a maze with me today here on a slide, okay? And it looks like this. Mazes are easy to get into, and we're going to start in over there on the left side. But the thing is, we want to get out over here on the right side, and we're going to see if we can find our way through this maze. So I'll use my little laser pointer here. We're going to start in over here, okay? We're going to go up, let's go up here, and, wait a minute. Oh, what do I have to do? I got dead end, so what am I going to have to do? Turn. Well, I got to turn around, go the other way, right? So let's go up this way, let's see. Uh-oh, what do I have to do?
Go back,
turn around, so here we go. Let's see, got to go back this way. Apparently that's not the way, let's try this way. Let's see, how about we go this way, and up here, how am I doing? Wait a minute, got to turn around, go back. Let's see, after all that, what do I have to do? Got to turn around, go back, right? Mazes can be frustrating. You ever get in the corn maze and get frustrated because you can't find your way out? And you have to get to a dead end, you have to turn around, go back, right? I don't know, did you hear our Old Testament reading today? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not even going to try and find my way through this thing because I think it's going to take too long. But in our Old Testament reading today, did you hear what the prophet said? He said, God said, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. So he said, so turn and live. He said, you're going the wrong way, Israel. You're going the wrong way. You're worshiping the wrong gods. You're doing the wrong things. I want you to turn around. You've come to a dead end. I want you to turn around and go back the other way so that you can live. Do you sometimes go the wrong way in your life?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't mean that kind of wrong way. I do that sometimes too. I go down the wrong street and... I mean, do you go the wrong way in the decisions that you make? Like, do you make bad decisions sometimes? Like when you decided to hit somebody or to talk back to mom and dad, was that a good path to go down? No, that was not a good path to go down. And I'll bet your mom, when you went down that path, they said, wait a minute, you got to turn around and go back another direction because this is not the right way to go. We all do that, don't we? We all go the wrong direction in our lives sometimes. But you know what? You know what? Does that mean that we're lost forever? That we're going to die in this maze somewhere? No, because what did God do? He saved us from it, didn't He? He sent His Son, Jesus, who took all of our wrong turns and all of our bad decisions, and He paid for all of them at the cross. And now He gives us His Word to show us the way to life everlasting. So the prophet says, repent. And what that means is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that God has saved you from your sins. And then once you believe, now that you're at a dead end, turn around and go back the other way. And live for God. Live for your Savior. And He will lead you all the way through and out to life everlasting. So if you've gone the wrong way, it's not too late. Repent. Tell God you're sorry for that bad thing you did. Believe that Jesus died for it. And then let Him show you the way. Okay, let's pray. Lord God, life is sometimes a maze and we have a hard time finding our way through. And we make bad turns and bad decisions and come to dead ends. But we thank You for the salvation which is through Christ our Lord and for the Word of God that lights our path as we find our way to eternal life. Keep us safe on that path, O Lord, until at last we are with You. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming up this morning. You can head on back to your seats.